the ladder to the roof, and it seems an appropriate title to introduce this next record, which is a very special treat that I promised to you this afternoon. It's a record that I recorded about 2.5 years ago. I met a music publisher, well, I'd known for some time, music publisher and record man, and he asked me if I would record a thing written by Barry Fantoni, which I thought was going to be something very funny, very comical and all the rest of it. Then he showed me the words to it, and I said, well, as long as he promises to send a copy to my mother in Canada, I will record it for him. So that's what happened, and this is what it sounds like. I recorded, it was released a little over 2 years ago. It was the second record on the Spark record label. I think they've had trouble having hits ever since that record was released. Well, as a matter of fact, they've never had a hit on their label, as far as I know. But they haven't released that many records. When you start releasing like that, you don't get all that many good ones. It's called The Big Architect, and it was written by Barry Fantoni, and my mother liked it. These are the Beatles from Let It Be. The Beatles from their new LP, Let It Be, it's called The One After 909. You're listening to Radio Nordsee International, broadcasting from 51 degrees 42 minutes 30 seconds north, 1 degree 17 minutes east, and 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM and channel 43, 100 megacycles. It's now 29 minutes past one. The following is a letter as printed as the lead in the letters column of the Times of May the 28th. The sound heard throughout the bank holiday weekend of a ship-borne radio station constantly altering its operating frequency in the medium wave band, hotly pursued but never quite caught by a Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications jamming transmitter may be amusing, but serious matters are involved in this little exercise. Britain has become the third country in the Western Hemisphere to operate a jamming transmitter, the other countries being Spain and Rhodesia. This policy has been consistently rejected as a legitimate broadcasting activity by every democratic country in the world, even under extreme circumstances. The reason given for this new departure in British broadcasting is that the station involved, by operating on an unauthorized frequency, is causing interference to the BBC 1214 kilocycle Radio 1 broadcasts to Eastern England. No mention is made of the fact that of over 500 European stations using the medium wave band, no less than 3/5 are on unauthorized channels according to the Copenhagen plan. No mention either of the fact that several of these stations already cause severe interference to BBC stations. The 1214 kilocycle channel, which the minister is taking such pains to protect, is rendered unusable every day by such stations in several parts of the country. Why, it may be asked, has just one station been singled out among so many? I suggest that it has more to do with the government's dislike of commercial broadcasting than with any frequency agreement considerations. This view is further supported by the fact that the minister sanctions the use by the BBC of several unauthorized frequencies. The BBC may be heard daily on 15070 kilocycles, an aeronautical frequency, on 12095 kilocycles and 9410 kilocycles, both fixed utility service channels, as arranged by the International Telecommunications Union. Perhaps the minister should look at activities nearer home before setting out to police the activities of broadcasters which are outside his jurisdiction. And the letter was signed by Desmond Colling, editor of Contact, the World DX Club magazine. And the foregoing letter appeared as the lead in the letters column of the Times of May the 28th, 1970.